In this wonderful orchard of our Lord, which is the church, and not only the church now, here in this shrine and parish or diocese or even at this time, but the church, from the time of Christ till the end of the world. In this orchard there are many wonderful fruits and flowers and all kinds of things to delight the heart of man. And ultimately, they are the delight of God, who has created them for us. And of course, among them are the different feasts of the saints. And today in particular, we have the commemoration of Pope St. Pius I, Pope and Martyr. He was Pope for about 11 years and was martyred in the year 157 AD. And he was at that time when Gnosticism was still a big problem for the church, a heresy of great consequence. And at that time, too, arose Marcion and all the others that came. Of course, everybody went to Rome, one way or the other, because they knew, whether they believed or not, that Rome was the center of the church. And as such, the center of the world, the center of the universe. For it is there that Christ has deigned to establish his church with Peter as the rock. Of course, the original Aramaic of these words that I have just read in Latin and then in English are very clear, much clearer than either the Latin or the English, or the Greek even. And when our Lord says to Peter, "Thou art the rock, and upon this, the rock, I shall build my church," it is very, very clear that he's speaking about one and the same rock. Not as the heretics say, that is the rock over there, and I am the rock over here, and that's that. It's not talking about the Pope, they say. But he is. Now, that doesn't mean that every single Pope is a saint, a holy, or wonderful, or a great theologian, or liturgist, or anything of the sort. But the rock of Peter, which is handed down from generation to generation, is still there despite everything else. Of course, there have been many, many popes that have been very wicked, very evil, and there will be till the end of time. Of course, we don't know when the end of time will be. It could be in a year, it could be in 100 years, or in 5,000 years. But there will be some popes that will be saints and wonderful and glorious, and then there will be some that are not so glorious. But the papacy, and that is very important, to separate the papacy from the holder of the papacy, it shouldn't have to be that way, but we are human beings, and therefore we falter and we fail and we fall and we sin. Another great gift of today's calendar and some of the traditional communities that celebrate the ancient rites of the Mass are using this feast today, maybe also as a commemoration, as St. Pius I, is that of St. Benedict of Norcia. Of course, today it's one of the 2 days a year that I bless all the Benedictine medals and paraphernalia that people bring. And, you know, as always, some people bring it at the very last minute, and you know, it tempts me to take the bag and hit them over the head when they come for it, which I may still do. But anyway, that's the glory of the orchard of the Lord. And for us who are his servants, I'm speaking about the priests, not you. You are different kind of servants. There is a difference. There are many, many trials and tribulations that we must undergo. And so we offer them all up for the glory of God. And I particularly offer up, as I have mentioned recently, that I offer up my life for the restoration of the church, of the liturgy everywhere in the church, and for the doing away with all the heresies the modernisms, and all the things that are destroying the church in this day and age. And so we commend ourselves to St. Pius I, and we commend ourselves to St. Benedict, great fighter of the devil and his minions. And there are many of them in this church of today and in this garden, many of them. There are weeds, and there are snakes, and there are cockroaches, and all kinds of evil things crawling around in the orchard of the church. We pray that they may soon be gone, and that the church may be able to shine forth in all her glory. And so today we give thanks to God. And of course, there are other things that are going on that I won't mention now that are great joys to us, but there are also great sorrows. And I will tell you that in just a second.